Hello, Audio Boo. This is probably one of the saddest boos I'm ever going to do, and I mean that in all seriousness. I'm genuinely trying to hold back tears here, believe it or not. Today is the day I leave my house. I sold the house. We sold our house back in middle of January, and this is the exchange. I think it's the contract I'm talking about here. But anyway, they get to buy the place tomorrow, and I get to move out tonight, which is the best time I can do it because there's work tomorrow and exchange or whatever it's called takes place at 2 o'clock. So I'm just going around the house. I'm gonna have a clear up. There's not much to clear. Everything's been sort of taken away. A few bits and pieces left. Bit of bedding to chuck out. Some food, which obviously they don't want to see. I just picked up some mail, which is rather ominous. I hope there's no more of that coming this way. So last day in my house. Last few minutes, really. I don't want to spend more than about an hour here. I feel too sad if I stay over too long. Standing in the kitchen. And, what can you say? I mean, I moved here in 2000, back in, when is it, July, I think. I think it was the World Cup, or one of the Euro Cup or the World Cup playing, because you could hear the match from down the road from our pub, which closed about 2 years ago, because it was a dump, basically. It was a real dive of a pub. Worst karaoke in London, Essex, wherever. And that was my first memory, and I suppose standing in this kitchen listening to the tubes going by, which you can just about hear from here, and the echo in the kitchen, which is quite fierce, is probably the last thing I'll do in this house. I might come back and pick up some mail. 12 mostly happy years here. Me and the wife split up about a year and a half ago. Thank God we're still on good terms, we're still friends, we're still, texting each other today. I have a bit of a text marathon, actually. So, I think we both feel the sadness together. It's not something I'd ever want to do, but hopefully a bright-ish future awaits. God knows what it'll be. At the moment, I'll be living with my sister in Croydon. Thank God, we get on pretty well, and she's got a big enough house, and we like each other's company, so that's good. That'll be sort of an interim measure. I'll be looking to buy somewhere of my own, looking maybe up north, maybe somewhere else. I don't know, maybe if I can afford somewhere in London, then I can stay in London. But if I can't, well, c'est la vie, life goes on. it's a bitch. Anyway, so I shall get myself prepared psychologically and physically and start shifting stuff out and to the trash. Make myself a final cup of coffee, give the place a good wipe down. It's been given a deep clean, but I've been here for the last couple of days on and off, so I'll just make sure it's all clean. Shut up shop, lock the door, and bugger off home for the last time. Okay, that's about it, I think. See you later, Booland. Bye.